brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
White House people running it aren't stupid. They're just arrogant and full of bravado, full of hubris. The sin of the gods. And if they're able to get away with torture and creating a constituency for torture and selling us that it's okay, it's over. And now we see police nationwide copycatting. Abuse has gone up in the prisons. Eva, you know, your film really points all this out, that we really have been seduced over to the dark side. I think we're pulling away from it now. That's why I just think this is one of the most powerful films, documentaries I've ever seen, because I think I know it all about this stuff and I'm immersed in it, but I became very upset and I hardly ever feel almost panicked, but it was just exactly like some of the cell phone video inside the torture facilities. And my God, just seeing it, I mean, it makes movies like Saw or Hostel, that's nothing on the real thing, is it?
Yeah, you know, I think you're right. Another thing that I should mention is, you know, we made this, as I said, we finished it a year ago. When we were making it, you know, when we started it 2.5 years ago, we were so naive. Our biggest concerns were, God, what if it's irrelevant by the time it's ready to come out and be in cinemas? And, you know, when you think about it now, it's more relevant than it ever could have been. And we were so naive and so hopeful. But I do think that this is an incredibly exciting time, you know, this part of the year up until November. And I feel like everyone in the country is outraged. Everyone is furious. It's so great that the film has got an Oscar nomination because it hasn't quite sunk in. Because you know what? A lot more people are going to see the film now. You know, it's still in cinemas. It's going to get a lot more people to see the film. A lot more people will get outraged. And hopefully that will affect the elections later in the year. And also, you know, the other thing you talk about is, you know, just how what's been going on in the country has affected popular culture. And you mentioned 24 earlier in the show. And it's funny, I had never, ever watched 24 before we did this film. And, you know, there was a weekend and I took home a couple of box sets of the whole series. And I was just, I mean, everyone loves this show. This was a huge show. My people I knew loved this show. And I watched it and I was just outraged. And I'm so happy that we used a clip in the film to explain what a ridiculous notion the ticking time bomb scenario is.
Because I've seen it in law enforcement magazines long before 9/11. They were selling police on this, that there's a bomb about to go off. Do you torture the person's child to get answers? And then in 24, they actually have that plot.
I just love it because, again, I've mentioned him already, Clive Stafford Smith, who's this incredibly UK-based human rights lawyer. He says, you know, and it's so great as he tells the story in the film. We show the footage on 24 and he says, you know, there's a terrorist in, he's got a bomb in Times Square and he's about to kill a million people. What do we do? And we've got the guy in custody. So are we allowed to strap the electrodes to his testicles to get him to talk? And we have a scene sort of mimicking that in 24. And then Clive says rightly, well, that's all just fine, but when in the last 500 years have we ever been in a situation where a bomb is about to go off and we have the culprit? And also, if we do, that man or woman is going to be so committed that no matter what we do to them, they're not going to talk. So it's just this pathetic, false way to get around a loophole and make torture a viable option. And it's incredibly evil.
It is. You know, this is such an important film. Can I have you and the director back on before it goes on HBO, maybe for a full hour, Eva?
Absolutely, absolutely. Alex is a wonderful guy. Once I get back to New York, because I'm still in LA, we could totally work that out. Absolutely, I'd be honored, Alex. I'm a big fan, as you know.
Well, Eva, you're a sweetheart, and I'm just so honored to know you, and I'm just honored to, you know, being able to interview you. Fire out the official website, because I see several different sites. Which site should people visit?
It's the official website is TaxiToTheDarkSide.com.
TaxiToTheDarkSide.com. We've got a link to that up on Infowars.com. Eva Orner.
And also, I think we're going to be down for South by Southwest because our other film is screening there. So we might be down in Austin in a few weeks.
Oh, I tell you. You know, I rarely want to beg for tickets, but I might even buy a wristband for that one. Well, you know what? I might just see it South by Southwest. Eva Orner.
Yeah, I might be able to get you in, Alex.
Oh, you're too good. Eva Orner, thank you so much for joining us. She just won the Academy Award. She is the producer.
Hey, ladies, if you love to shop, then visit HerbalHealer.com to browse through their online catalog. You'll find thousands of effective, alternative, and natural products for you and the whole family. Besides the amazing products you'll find, this shopping is guilt-free because you're investing in your health, and your health is priceless. While online, sign up to receive the Herbal Healer newsletter, which will keep you informed on the latest and greatest products and education. Did you know that Herbal Healer offers not only natural medicine, but also tension-relieving herbal teas, cookbooks, aromatherapy, products for pampering, and more great products to help you soothe and relax after a long day. Want to learn more for yourself and to help others in the future? Join the Herbal Healer Correspondence Program. You can work at your own pace from the comfort of your own home. This accredited, exciting program can help you gain skills and knowledge. Can you believe you can find all this at one stop? HerbalHealer.com, celebrating 18 years of dedication.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
Attention, GCN listeners. Would you like to watch uncensored, unregulated, even banned TV on your computer? Well, now you can watch satellite TV on your PC with an extremely simple hookup that allows computer owners to pick up more channels than any sane person can even watch without paying monthly cable or satellite fees. Here's the story. New video feed technology lets anyone with a high-speed internet connection gain instant access to an endless list of underground channels from all over the globe. And here's the best part. It's 100% legal. And it works at home, the office, or even in other countries to grab television channels and video feeds at your command. GCN listeners can use it to watch hundreds of conspiracy videos absolutely free. Best of all, you could be watching free TV on your PC in 5 minutes or less. It's that simple. Just go to www.orderfreetv.com. That's www.orderfreetv.com. To watch unregulated TV on your PC, go to www.orderfreetv.com.
Gentlemen, we're back live now to the second segment. It is the sixth day of March 2008. I am extremely honored to be joined by one of my idols, someone I admire as a real journalist and a true patriot who has been defending the sovereignty of this nation, defending the jobs of every working American, and who stood up in an incredible way to globalism and the corruption of the out-of-control federal government. He, of course, was born in Texas, very proud that he hails from my state, and he joins us. His new book is bound to be a bestseller like all his others. He's the best-selling author of The War on the Middle Class, and the new book is Independence Day. He is Lou Dobbs. Lou Dobbs, thanks for coming on with us.
Oh, it's great to be with you. Thank you for the kind words.
You're a busy man. I hear you're going to start a syndicated radio show on top of your CBS TV show and your number one CNN show.
As a matter of fact, we started Monday, and we're off and running a soft launch on a syndicated radio show, and I'm having a ball with it. You didn't tell me how much fun this was.
It is, because you have the free form, and you're not you know, kept down a little five-minute segments. We've only got you for this segment, so I want to move quickly and go through a lot of points. Tell us about your new book.
Well, Independence Day is a cry for people to start thinking and acting independently, to push back against these partisan political parties, the Republican Party and Democratic Party alike, who've really brought us to the mess that we're in and now are fielding three candidates that say they're the solution. It is a remarkable approach to create the problems, sustain and perpetuate the problems, and continue to run as those who will solve those problems. And as a result, we get more of the same every 4 years in this country.
Well, we certainly do. I'd like you to be as candid as possible. You always do that. But I mean, to really give us the bottom line, both parties bought and paid for by the Fortune 100, who could care less about our sovereignty, who have already basically strip-mined this nation economically. What do you see coming out of this election with McCain and versus Hillary or Obama?
I truly believe, that, just as you said, Alex, that both parties are bought and paid for by corporate America, by socio-ethnocentric interests, special interests. The first tenet of any democracy is that the rule of the majority prevails and that the majority will rule in a democracy. We have a representative republic in which those tenets of democracy were to be preserved. That is, the majority would be first recognized and ruled. The majority in this country is simply ignored by the elites of both our political system, academia, and corporate America. And this race will result in a perpetuation of partisan control and the control of corporate America. There will be no change, I will guarantee you, if one of the two candidates of these two political parties is elected president. There won't be a change in our fortunes at all.
You joined CNN when it was founded out of the gates as their financial news director. You have been studying this. You've run private successful companies yourself. We see Congress with, depending on the poll, between an 11 and 20% approval rating, the lowest it's ever been. Both parties are reviled. We've never seen this before. Looking forward, that the establishment is just giving us more of the same. Kennedy said those that make peaceful revolutions impossible make violent revolutions inevitable. Looking forward, do you see some type of either economic or even physical revolution or more and more clashes between the disappearing middle class and these elites?
I happen to be one of those, Alex, who believes very strongly that either we will take back our system of government, that is a populist representative republic, and that will function through the consent of the governed, or we will see an absolute change of direction. I don't think it'll be a violent revolution, but I think there will be a crisis that will impend and demand action on the part of the people. The American people right now are not being represented in Washington, D.C. The will of the majority is not being being followed. As a matter of fact, it's been derided, spit at by those that we are sending to Washington, D.C. to represent working men and women and middle-class families in this country. And that is the foundation of this country's very existence, the American dream. And it's being dashed by the nonsense that we're permitting in Washington and our own failure to demand both better of ourselves and our government.
I see one of the biggest crises is not just the war in Iraq, now over $300 billion that you speak so much about, but also the plunging value of the dollar. Greenspan a week ago telling the Arab countries to go ahead and dump the dollar, now accelerating that. We could see this crisis coming to a head very soon.
I believe that there is no question that a crisis in our financial system is already here. When we are looking at the dollar decline to all-time lows against the euro, falling against the yen, and dropping to 20-year lows against many of the major currencies in the world, that is a clear signal as to how much trouble this economy is in. Alex, as you know, we have $53 trillion in unfunded liabilities, in Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, all of the entitlement programs. We have a $9 trillion national debt, a $6 trillion trade debt that's rising faster than our national debt. And we have idiots in Washington, D.C. and academia walking around suggesting that the economy is just fine and business as usual will will work out just ducky. I mean, it is. If it were not so tragic, it would be laughable.
Lou Dobbs, why have the elites that control this nation, whereas 20, 30 years ago with the last dollar crises we had, they decided to shore it up and try to keep it as the world reserve currency? I look at the economic landscape. It seems all we have left was our dollar being the world reserve currency, but instead, the federal government has had a weak dollar policy, which only spells rack and ruin. Why do you think they're doing that?
Well, I think it's pretty clear that the reason they're doing it, again, in my opinion, is that these people believe that this is 1965 rather than 2008. There was a time when if you lowered the value of the dollar, it would make our exports cheaper, and we would push back against imports because they would be more expensive and you could look to a trade balance. But we, Alex, are absolutely dependent on China for our toys, our computers, our consumer electronics, our clothing. So there's no, what the economists call, elasticity in the demand relationship on imports. So as this administration has demanded that the Chinese, in effect, raise the price of their exports to the United States, the reality is we're going to create even more inflation in this country. We have the specter of stagflation staring at us coldly and, I think, inevitably.
Sir,
right now,
some pundits, even on national television, have come out and said that the globalists, and now the Council on Foreign Relations 3 weeks ago, as you know, came out and confirmed that and said, we want to go ahead and get rid of the dollar to create a new kind of a marrow dollar and then merge that with the euro. So I believe the globalists, in their own words, by design, want to kind of put the dollar slowly to death so they can then replace it.
Right. Well, I think that there's no doubt that those who would in every way degrade the sovereignty of this country would want to certainly degrade the power, the strength, and the respect of the U.S. dollar. And it is the last thing we should permit. But what we should all understand is when that dollar is declining as it is right now in world markets, it is the clearest possible signal that we could have that our economy is in a very, very desperate condition. And we have to start being responsible, taking prudent action to return to the values that makes this country great in every sense of the social order and in terms of the economic order. That means we have to raise our savings rate. We have to take control of our borrowing from overseas. We have to come to terms with the enormous debt that we have allowed our elites in this country to run up, while the working man and woman in this country has not participated in what has been a period of prosperity for corporate America for 20 years.
We only have about 5-6 minutes left with Lou Dobbs. Obviously a very busy man with a syndicated radio show, writing columns, CNN every night with his number one program in that time slot. So I want to move quickly here, sir. Again, the new book is Independence Today. Everybody needs to get it. It's excellent, and it's rocketing up the charts right now. Lou, I want to talk briefly about yourself. Growing up in Texas, your life, getting into the media, being a journalist, when did you start waking up to, as you say, the new world order and these elites and the last 5-6 years really turning the heat up on them? What was your awakening to these elites?
My awakening and by the way, I just want to make it very clear, I am a capitalist. I believe fervently in this free enterprise democracy of ours.
But this isn't free market under the globalist system.
Well, it certainly is not in terms of that. I'm talking about
yes.
In terms of its
you.
Ideal.
Yes.
And the reality is that this country is what has created the wealth throughout the world over the course of the past 40 years. This great economy has driven just about three-fourths of the wealth generated in the world over the past 40 years. But my awakening came on September 11th, 2001, in which I saw the way in which this government reacted and responded and failed to stop that vicious terrorist attack. It came in 2001 when Enron collapsed. With the corporate corruption scandals of 2001 and 2002 and the way in which corporate America refused to work in the national interest and to look to the common good, but rather to try to maintain and preserve a world without regulation or responsibility.
They made it clear that they could care less about this nation.
Right, absolutely. And the multinationals who are going to participate in this $13 trillion, the world's richest economy, have to take responsibility and take leadership. Instead, they have hidden behind the Business Roundtable, the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, the lobbying organizations, and it's seldom you'll hear an individual CEO stand up and speak on any issue involving our society, our people, or the national interest, leaving the voices, their voices, still in favor of the efforts of their lobby, the U.S. Chamber of Commerce.
Lou Dobbs, since you bring up 9/11, I want to read a quote here instead of just playing the audio. This is Lou Dobbs on your national CNN news program. The fact that they would continue to perpetuate the lie suggests that we need a full investigation of what is going on and what is demonstrably and incompetent, and what is worse, a deceitful federal government. You said that months ago. Now it's come out that the White House was manipulating the 9/11 Commission, which they appointed, of course. They first tried to give us Kissinger. What are you talking about, incompetence versus deceitful federal government surrounding 9/11?
Well, I'm talking about, in this regard, I'm talking about the idea that we give George Tenet a gold medal while the CIA failed to act intelligently and responsibly to stop that attack. I'm talking about a government that continues almost 7 years after September 11th to leave our borders wide open and our ports insecure, with 95% of the goods entering this country uninspected. It's unconscionable. At the same time, this president, the Democratic leadership in the House and the Senate all claim to be concerned about this, the American people's safety and welfare during a time of war against terror, and yet they leave our ports and our borders wide open. That's deceitful, it's dishonest, and it's irresponsible. So
That brings me to my next question. It is such a manifest fraud to have the banks accepting consul matriculas that you can get out of a Cracker Jack box for illegal aliens. Bush trying to give $140+ billion to Mexico for their military, when it's been all over Texas papers for a long time. Now it's finally in national news that Mexican troops shoot at Border Patrol, come across, grab drug shipments away from sheriffs. I've interviewed that have had Mexican troops stick German machine guns to their heads and say, give us the marijuana back. All this is going on, and then meanwhile, they're setting up internal checkpoints to search Americans and check our papers.
Well, it's unconscionable, again, what this administration, this government, this Congress, and we the people have permitted in allowing the Bush administration to have effectively further reduced our sovereignty and the respect for our laws and certainly regard for our borders and our ports. It's been a shameless period in American history that we're going to have to reverse.
Doesn't that
and
say
I'm,
that
I'm
they're
gonna,
not...
I'm gonna have No. I'm sorry, go ahead. I've got to run. I'm sorry, I've been called on.
I was just going to, I understand you just called, but a final question. Doesn't that show that they're obviously not too concerned about a terror attack? And I guess if one happens, that means they get even more governmental control if they don't stop those further attacks and leave the border wide open?
Alex, in terms of trying to figure out what in the world this president and this administration is thinking at any time, if indeed they are thinking, is well beyond my limited capacity.
Lou, last question.
Absolutely unfathomable.
Lou, I know you've got to go, but last question. I had to get this out. North American Union, we saw it in SPP documents a year ago. Now they admit that they're merging the Canadian and U.S. military for domestic operations. Your final comment?
That if people do not awaken to the absolute threat to this nation's sovereignty posed by the Texas Trans Corridor, the NAFTA Superhighway, the North American Union, under the guise of the so-called security and prosperity partnership among Canada, the United States, and Mexico, then this country can kiss its future goodbye because it is precisely what's underway.
I think the New World Order is going to be defeated in the end. Do you think
Alex, I
understand.
I got to run, and I do believe that if the American people awaken, we can do anything we choose, including assure that this great nation bestows its blessings on succeeding generations of Americans. But we have to awaken, and we have to do it soon.
All right, Lou, thank you for the time.
Thanks, Alex. Bye-bye.
Take care. There goes Lou Dobbs, ladies and gentlemen. That is one busy man. Yesterday we had him scheduled, and then we finally got him on today, and they're telling me that in the future we'll be able to have him for 30, 45 minutes. But right now he's extremely busy starting his new syndicated radio show on Monday, but I did hold him over a few extra minutes to get basically all of my questions out to him. All right, I know there's a lot happening with Barack Obama and Hillary. Ron Paul only got 5% of the Texas vote, but got 70% of his district's vote. If you believe that that is accurate, I got a bridge I want to sell you on the moon. I've now had a day or so to look at the numbers from Tuesday, and there is no doubt that Ron Paul was cheated in Texas. We've caught them cheating him where he got second place in Nevada, and then they just didn't even put him in the placing. The official government numbers where he got second place in Nevada, they just didn't even put him in the running. They said McCain got that. He clearly won Louisiana, and they gave him second place there. They clearly cheated him in New Hampshire. We caught them red-handed in district after district doing that. And now, in Texas, with signs, billboards, planes, blimps, radio, TV ads, everybody I talked to saying they love Ron Paul. I mean, I guarantee you, folks, he won Texas, not McCain. Every Republican I know, every Libertarian I know, hates John McCain. So this is a big issue, and people say, well, he's already lost. It's McCain now. Let's move on. No. Now we have to set about exposing this, prosecuting. There's talk and investigations in Houston of election fraud and prosecutions. There is all sorts of news spilling out in Texas and other states of this happening. And so we'll open the phones up and talk about that issue, a whole plethora of other issues. 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. Wide open phones today. We're also getting a reporter on who's nationally broke, they're saying. This was on MSNBC and other places, that Mexican troops fire on our troops and our Border Patrol and attack. Now, of course, we've had sheriffs on here. It's been in South Texas news who had the Mexican troops come across 3 miles across the border, put guns to their heads, point guns at them years ago. We have covered this. This has really been in the news in Texas, Arizona, New Mexico, and a few other areas, but it's been covered up. It's finally breaking nationally. We looked it up this morning when we first saw this. This had been on MSNBC this morning, on the Morning Joe. And we looked up all the stories Paul Watson, Steve Watson, and others had written about this in the last 5 years. There were more than 20 stories with photos, videos. I mean, this has been, they've killed Border Patrol. They've shot Border Patrol. They've killed citizens. We are under military attack. And what does the federal government do? They say they're going to give $140+ billion to the Mexican military to, quote, fight drug dealing. You can go down to any part of Mexico where they grow marijuana, and you can watch the huge marijuana fields as you drive down the street. I mean, I saw this when I was a kid. I saw this about a year and a half ago. I went down to Mexico on a vacation. Just, I wasn't even looking for it. And there were Jeeps or Humvees parked with guys with machine guns standing up in the top smoking cigarettes with a marijuana field behind them. They guard the drugs. They run the drugs. Our government knows that. And they're just openly saying they're going to give them $140+ billion. They announced that a month ago to supposedly fight all of this while they're waging war on us and attacking us. And the Mexican military has been videoed for at least 3 years, scores of times. We put it on the website. American Patrols posted it, got in the video. So have the other organizations, Ranch Rescue, the Minutemen, and others, where you'll see convoys of armored vehicles and Humvees with heavy machine guns guarding and shepherding and literally transporting in flatback trucks hundreds and hundreds of illegal aliens in each instance. They shepherd them. They bring them across. They fire on the police. If a citizen went down there and fired on Border Patrol, they'd call out hundreds of vehicles, helicopters. It'd be national news. It'd be alerts on the TV, evil terrorists, you know, evil American citizens are attacking our glorious Border Patrol and our military, our National Guard. That is not happening now. And so we've got that audio clip. That's coming up after the break as well. But you can also, again, chime in on that news-making interview. We just got you with Lou Dobbs. I'm going to tell you, Lou Dobbs is big. We're getting back soon. But we've got guests even bigger that are lined up in the next month, coming up in the next few weeks and into April. We've got people that are working on films, finishing up movies, who can't do it right now, but have contacted us and want to come on in April. And why is all this important? More and more prominent people speaking out against the New World Order, speaking against government-sponsored terror like 9/11. We'll be right back after this quick break. Infowars.com has been redesigned. It's got its own message boards, comment areas, and your own MySpace-type accounts. Be sure and check it out at Infowars.com.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, please pay attention. Ron Paul did not quit. He is still in the race. Most Americans do not understand how the election process works. The media is lying. John McCain does not have the Republican nomination. The popular vote is just a straw poll, believe it or not. The delegates have the power over the elections, not the voters. After the mainstream media wrote a hit piece on how Ron Paul quit, many supporters quit as well. Ron Paul has stated he will continue his run for presidency as long as he has your continued support. Ron Paul has a plan. The delegates have not yet been voted on, and they are voted first in county, then state, all the way to the national convention. Go to our website at ronpaulflags.com and click on Why Ron Paul Will Win. That's ronpaulflags.com to find out more on how delegates work. Stand your ground, go for the win, and fly a Ron Paul flag today. Or call 731-664-1526 for more information. That's 731-664-1526.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism, which is why you should be reading the Nationalist Times each month. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times features outstanding writers and columnists who promote a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Find out why the Nationalist Times has many thousands of loyal readers. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times, America's best patriotic newspaper, for just $19 for 1 year. That's less than half the regular subscription price. Subscribe today by sending $19 to the Nationalist Times, 10161 Park Run Drive, Suite 150, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89145. That's the Nationalist Times, 10161 Park Run Drive, Suite 150, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89145. Or subscribe online at anu.org.
With oil at $105 per barrel and counting, radical changes need to be implemented if we're to avert becoming a third world nation. It's time to jump on the next wave of free energy and radical natural alternative health solutions. Introducing Orgon products. Orgon is the universal life force, the basic building block of all organic and inorganic matter in the material world. Orgon electromedicine is the wave of the future, dating back to the late 1800s. Wilhelm Reich Orgon uses Cloudbuster technology that can now be applied in your home for dramatic energy savings of up to 25%. The possible uses for this device are only limited by your imagination. For less than the cost of a doctor's visit, you can have in your hands a device that could lead to the end of all your problems. Health does not need to be expensive or complicated. Simple technology equals profound results at OregonProducts.org. That's OregonProducts.org or call 646-498-5309. 646-498-5309. Visit OregonProducts.org today.
I hurt myself today to see if I still feel. I focus on the pain. The only thing.
All right, we're back live, ladies and gentlemen. He's with us for the rest of the hour.
The needle.
Dr. Dean Adell really probably doesn't need much of an introduction. An American physician and broadcaster in the United States who hosts the Dr. Dean Adell radio program, syndicated through Premier Radio Networks. Same folks that bring in George Norrie, Rush Limbaugh, and all of them. And he is a got quite a list of letters after his name. And first studied zoology at Cornell University before earning his MD from Cornell University. On and on and on. And so he's a medical doctor, written quite a few best selling books. And we have got him on with us for the next 30 minutes. I'm going to be honest. I used to really like Dr. Dean Adell. I mean, I've been listening to him on KLBJ 590 for like 12, 14 years. I, of course, we're on that station right now. But I've seen him change a little bit and kind of his defense of the establishment, I think, intensify. So I wanted to get him on to talk about that today. But I do agree with a lot of things he says. Just because the mainstream medical stuff, you know, hundreds of thousands a year die from the wrong prescriptions or medical mistakes in hospitals or cutting off the wrong arm or leaving instruments in people. At the same time, the alternative groups are a lot of kooks there, and they make the good alternative stuff look bad. You know, magic machines that cost $5,000 that are a piece of glass with a flashing light in it that con artists sell. I can't stand it. All the quackery, all the kookiness. You know, I support a lot of the real alternative stuff, herbs that have been proven for thousands of years to be, you know, have known effects and a lot of that. So that all gets a bad name because we put up with all of these out-of-control kooks. So I agree with the doc there. Let's just go ahead and go to him, but I disagree with him on a bunch of other issues. Dr. Dean, thanks for coming on with us.
Oh, my pleasure. And I'll bet you by the end of our time together here, we're going to agree 100%. How's that for a challenge?
Okay. Well, I certainly hope that's the case. I think you're a great radio broadcaster, and you just your knowledge is, and you just keep, you know, it's so fast moving. A new topic every 2 minutes. I just love the format. You know, I don't hear any other hosts that really do that. Did you pioneer that?
I don't know. There's just so much information out there to bring to people every day. It's a huge, huge. It's a huge field, and it's such intense interest. So, in a sense, the frustration is I don't have more time on the air to explore more issues, and it's really hard every day to pick what to talk about. So it moves quickly. It moves quickly because, as I said, there are so many important issues. You mentioned a bunch of the most important, actually, and everything you said that I just heard you say, I kind of agree with you, but let's dig into it.
Well, what do you think the biggest scams are right now in alternative healthcare?
Well, the biggest scams, and let's be really, really clear, nobody wants to throw the baby out with the bathwater here. We have a method. It's called the scientific method. It's gotten us where we are. We can get in an airplane. We got our computers. You and I are taking advantage of this technology today. We got here with science. Medicine's a little trickier. It's an art. You know, it's not like physics or chemistry. And so, you know, we have to be a little fuzzy in how we approach some of these issues. But to me today, the biggest scams, and I base this on science. I come from a long line of vitamin and supplement manufacturers. That's what put me through medical school. My family were among the first multiple vitamin manufacturers in America. Of course, they didn't think it would be big time, so they sold the company, and that's why I'm still working for a living. But either way, you know, vitamins, there have been 8 major double-blind studies that cannot be questioned. You give half the people phony pills, and half the people real pills, and both groups wind up the same in terms of cancer, heart disease, etc. We have proven that taking a bunch of vitamins every day does not help you, and yet more than half of Americans still take them. Then you get a piece of bull like, you know, Airborne to cure the common cold, one of the biggest companies in America, invented by a school teacher. I don't know how she skirted all the Nobel Prize winners. And the more we slam these things, the more we tell people something is worthless, the more they cling to it. And like, as you say, there are really important legitimate herbs and alternative techniques that need the research. We need to investigate, and many that have given us, you know, mainline pharmaceutical drugs and treatments that get swept out with the trash, so to speak. So in a sense, the bad apples in the alternative movement are tainting something that could be very vital in terms of our future investigation.
We're talking to nationally syndicated radio talk shows, Premier Radio Networks. Dr. Dean Adell will fire out some of your websites here in just a moment because there's quite a few. I want to know which ones you particularly want to put out. But see, right there is where I disagree. I'm talking about people selling magic machines that they claim, you know, they got flashing lights in them that heal you, or you know, magic, just so much ridiculous garbage. People that claim this cream will make your cataracts fall off. Yep. I mean, there is just so much outright, just total scams, and they charge hundreds or thousands of dollars, you know, depending on the scam. And then meanwhile, you just said vitamins, you know, have been proven conclusively. You can point to one study. I can point to 1,000 others where we know a lot of people. I mean, let's say people that have a junk food diet. We know that supplements are good because they're not getting the nutrients they need, so that replaces them. I mean, I don't know how you could say that supplements and vitamins haven't been proven to help because you've
got... Well, it's easy. Listen. I would challenge you to offer me one piece of paper that shows a decent double-blind study that vitamins work. I wish they worked. I just can't go against.
So you don't agree with Linus Pauling, Nobel Prize winner on vitamin C? I mean, it's what vitamin A. It's based on your collagen. I mean, right there, we know that's the building blocks of your tissue. I mean, that's
not. But it doesn't mean that vitamin C works. Listen, Linus Pauling started us on an important line of investigation, so he really should be congratulated for that. But the truth is that the vitamin C studies they failed us miserably. Now we're not talking about being deficient. Now we've got to be very clear here. It is naive to assume that my parents made the same vitamins in 1935 that you're buying today. We've moved on. There are so many other micronutrients that are found in real food you do not find in a pill that has vitamin A, vitamin B, vitamin C. There's so much more than that in food.
But that's why green foods are good, because let's say you're not getting all the stuff you need. A condensed green food with a bunch of raw, unpasteurized, concentrated food plants, that's food, isn't it?
Sure, that might be very useful, and I would love to see studies, and there's certainly no harm from it. But listen, the major, I'm talking, these are studies of 1,500,000 people, double blind control. We have found harm. You will get more cancer and heart disease with certain vitamins. I wish I could tell you it wasn't true. I want to downplay that aspect of the study because it's not that harmful versus our slovenly ways. The point is, we Americans, we want the pill fairy to come rescue us. Why would we eat well and eat a healthy diet when what we really are secretly saying is, I want to pig out at the fast food joint, and I still want to be healthy, so I'll take these vitamins as opposed to controlling my mouth.
Well, I've also,
it's impossible.
But I've also seen the studies specifically about where they have these basically synthetic or artificial, the junk multivitamins, where it's not even the real plant derived or food derived thing that we're getting. Is that what you're talking about?
Yes, and I would certainly hope that the new directions in supplements will be fruitful. But the point is, you would not get on an airplane if it wasn't tested to be reliable. You would not want your child sent to jail without evidence that your child was guilty. I don't want to loosen up the standards and just assume, because we get fooled when we make these basic assumptions. We have a fabulous food supply, and most people turn their backs on it, and they want these phony supplement manufacturers to make up the difference for us. And the problem is, there are some good products in there that get swept away. But I got to tell you something. The rip-off machines and the stuff like that you were talking about, I'm like you in that I divide this into, I see caring people who really feel they've stumbled upon something and they really want to help, and they market a product in good faith. It may not work, but they're not guilty of anything. They've made a good attempt, and they're within the law. Then you get the scam artists, like you said, who are, to me, the same as someone sticking a gun in your belly. These are creeps. They take advantage of you. They rip you off at your, when you're ill, you're sick, and in your weakest moments. And they are in a different category, and yet no one seems to care about it. The law kind of allows all this to go on. The law says you can make any claim about the structure and function of the human body you want. You do not have to prove efficacy. You do not have to prove safety. Now, you tell me any other area in consumer law where that is the case.
Okay, Doc, I want to get into some other sectors of the interview because I don't want to run out of time here. But here's the problem. You can get Vioxx approved, a multi-billion-dollar drug, and then it comes out that it's causing all these heart attacks. And if you look at the hundreds of thousands of deaths a year, and they can debate 150 one year, 200,000 another, it's always moving, but it's always over 100,000, where they admit that drug interactions and drug problems from Big Pharma are doing this. And it's called liberty. It's called freedom. If we allow the government to come in and basically do what Europe wants to do, to even start restricting, what type of vitamins you can get, that's the problem. Baby out with the bathwater.
Yes.
So I don't know how we find that balance. But now shifting gears here, because I want to get into some other subjects. I have heard you on radio say, and I hear you almost every week, because you're, on local stations here, say that there's no more thimerosal in the vaccines, but then I can go pull up the Associated Press saying that they increase the amount in the MMR, they increase the amount in the flu shots. I actually did go for this interview, and I did go actually pull AP, Reuters, CDC reports that, yes, since, 2002, they're making available non-thimerosal vaccines, but the vast majority still are. So are you saying I heard you wrong, or are you saying that there's no more thimerosal in vaccines?
There's no thimerosal in childhood vaccines. There is thimerosal in flu vaccines, depending on the kind that you get. But the more important issue is, thimerosal has never been shown to be harmful. Why are people concerned about the air and the mercury that we eat? That's where your mercury is coming from. We allow the Bush clean air standards to fly by. Everybody's worried about their fillings and the vaccines. Thimerosal does not cause autism. End of subject. You've got proof to the other side. Step up to the plate and let's talk about it.
Okay.
And that is important. But there's no thimerosal. And since thimerosal has been taken out of vaccines in Denmark, in Sweden, and in America, autism rates have increased. So it ain't thimerosal, and it's
I saw that California study, And it just blanket said that there's no more vaccine, and so why did it go up from 2002 to 2006? And if you actually look at it, they didn't even check. They just said for took for granted that it had been taken out, and that's not the evidence we have, doctor. And I'm going to actually take this interview and go through and write a story and add all the links to mainstream and CDC.
But the point there really isn't don't you care whether thimerosal causes diseases or not? You got to care about that first. You got to show me evidence that thimerosal is bad. We took it out.
Houston Chronicle, here it is. Health officials admit vaccines may have hurt Georgia girl. Federal Blue Ribbon panel, this is just February 25th, this is just last month, found and ruled in her favor. This is a Blue Ribbon panel.
Keep reading, but you got to keep reading where it says this does not imply that vaccines cause autism. This young child, if indeed, this is not a court of law, by the way, that one case out of millions and millions and millions and millions, this child has a genetic defect that's very unusual, a mitochondrial DNA defect, in combination with something having to do with vaccines, not thimerosal, read it carefully, may have played a role in a single case. When an airplane goes down, do you stop flying?
No.
We got to grow up here. You don't get technology that has wiped polio off the face of the earth, smallpox off the face of the earth. Where is diphtheria, whooping cough, tetanus? Where are these diseases? You don't take that technology because there is some flaw and it's not absolutely perfect. You drive your car because you love it and you're willing to take a 1 in 2,500 risk of killing yourself this year. Americans have got to grow up and understand that technology is not perfect.
Yeah.
You have to be willing to sacrifice.
Let me stop you. There are actually, and if you like, actually about 50 of them here in front of me. I mean, you can just say there's not a study, there's no proof, there's no evidence. All I know, and then you can say, well, we overreport autism, you know, brain disorders. Now, that's why we've gone from 1 in 25,000 20 years ago to 1 in 168 5 years ago to now 1 in 75 federal numbers. And then just, I go on the hike and bike trail. I go to the mall. I take my children to see Ratatouille, and there's 200 kids in there, and the front two rows are autistic children. They have huge wings of every major school now with children nodding and drooling in the corner. What is doing it, Doc? How come there's just suddenly all these autistic kids everywhere?
Right. But because it's increased doesn't mean.
But did the Tooth Fairy do this?
Did the Tooth Fairy do what? Increase autism?
I mean, because...
But don't you want to... But listen, I want to find out why and what's going on to waste all this
I don't even need scientific studies. I've talked to... And I've got them, by the way. I'll be at a shopping mall. I'll be on vacation. There's a lady there at the pool. She's got an autistic son. And I walk over and I say, when did this happen? Oh, he was 18 months old. I go, let me guess. He had a convulsion that night. She goes, how do you know? Do you know me? Who are you? He had a convulsion after that, and I said, oh, let me guess, the hospital tried to take your kids saying you shook them. Man, why is it they get the shot and sometimes have a convulsion in the hospital?
Listen, this is it's a common reasoning fallacy. There are so many shots that are given to kids. There is nothing can happen in a child that isn't a week or two after a shot or a week or two before the shot, and it sure seems like there's a relationship. It sure seems like it. And if there is, we need to find out, but we're just wasting and spinning our wheels, not getting to the bottom of autism by constantly having to put down a theory that kind of came and it kind of went. So let's move on. Why is it that older fathers have more autistic kids? Why is it that women have certain obstetrical problems?
Well, obviously they know. Well, the studies you just mentioned them show that it is a genetic defect mainly manifest in boys. And that it has something to do with the absorption and the passing into the cells of the mercury. And you're right, the coal-burning plants, they've taken the restrictions off. Texas supplies 5 states. I'm sitting in the middle of it, and the mercury readings are off the chart. Meanwhile, the global warming people are running around wanting to tax carbon dioxide that plants breathe.
Yeah. Well, listen, I agree with you. I agree with you on that. The point is that we don't come up with scientific conclusion by public proclamation. We have to come up with the... I hate to keep reducing it to this. It sounds so cold and hardcore, but we can't allow ourselves to take our eye off the ball. And that is, we gotta prove what's going on. We gotta find out what's going on. It sure seems suspicious, I know, but after 8 major, large studies with no medical group
funded
in the world. You got to sometimes...
Hold on. Funded by the big vaccine makers. But let me just stop you. Let me just throw this up before we go to break into the final segment. It's already gone. I got to have you back up sometime.
This is fun.
And we'll plug your sites on the other side of this. Be sure and do that. Here's the deal. We have all the fraud in the FDA, in the EPA. We have the revolving door of big pharma people back and forth approving their bad drugs. We know they're predatory against the supplements, regardless, because they're in competition with them. And then we have the Tuskegee experiment, eugenics, sterilization in this country. We know Hitler got his ideas from England and the U.S. I don't have this all-trusting view of whatever the guys in white lab coats say.
No, I think that's good. I think you should not trust authority, and they do screw up, and they do make mistakes, whatever walk of life you're in. And there is fraud, and it happens. There's no doubt about it. But talking about throwing the baby out with the bathwater, of course, that's because there is fraud, because there are illegal and fraudulent ties behind the scenes, doesn't mean that everything that comes from mainstream science, okay, is fraudulent.
I'm not saying that. We'll stay there. Final segment with Dr. Dean Adell after this three-minute break. I got to get him back up for longer because you know, he's a great debater, and there's so many points I want to bring up. I know he's got a lot of documents as well. We'll be right back.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Doctors around the world claim that cancer and other diseases cannot live in a pH-balanced alkaline environment. But as you know, most people are overly acidic due to stress, acidic diet, and lack of exercise. pH balance is the foundation of energy abundance and perfect health, as well as prevention of disease. People who alkalize the water they drink experience normalized blood sugar, mental clarity, and loss of weight. It was intended for human beings to drink alkaline water, but due to modern way of life, most people are overly acidic. The fact is that disease simply cannot exist in an alkaline environment. Fat accumulates if a person consumes too much acid on a regular basis and doesn't neutralize it. Do your part. Alkalize and supercharge your body now. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops contain a special mineral salt concentrate that raises the pH of the water you drink up to the pH of 10 with only 10 drops. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops now by going directly to alkavision.com. Again, that's alkavision.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Federal agents, we are armed!
All right, folks, I'm going to move quick. Dr. Dean Adell will be with us into the next segment. It's another 10 minutes with him. We appreciate that. And you can just find him on any AM or FM station that carries talk. He's in every major city and most small towns. He's on 590 KLBJ here in Austin, one of our affiliates. Now, of course, we're on 1330 right now, and then, of course, on the weekend and on 590. Moving quicker here, let's take sodium fluoride. I just said to you during the break, did you know that they take the whole waste from the aluminum and, of course, fertilizer manufacturer, and then that's what they call fluoride that they then put in the water? And you said, I've never heard that. I'm going to make sure you get emailed all the mainstream documentation and the head of epidemiology departments and FDA investigators all saying it. I mean, did you hear about the American Dental Association coming out a year and a half ago and saying, don't give babies fluoride water?
Right, because they're getting plenty of it. They're getting plenty of it as it is, and you got to be very careful. Now, if you're saying that they use waste material to make to produce fluoride, I wouldn't be surprised. But the same token, I can take water from your toilet after you flush, and I can produce pure water. And you might say, hey, I'm drinking sewage here. No, you're drinking pure water. It's just been processed, manufactured, et cetera. So I'm not exactly sure what they use to make fluoride. And there are people in America that are getting too much fluoride. You see those little white spots on kids' front teeth.
Rot holes.
And that often comes can come from fluoride.
Well, you've got fluorosis. Well, there's this big Harvard situation where the graduate doctor did the report about increased the type of bone cancer. But that's not a new debate. I've seen a bunch of mainline university studies from China to Japan to England where it causes massive increases in that type of cancer in boys.
Now, wait a second. Massive increases. You got to be careful with that in terms of implying cause and effect, because it might seem so. But to my
doubling, tripling, depending on the study.
Yeah. Well, I doubt it. How's that?
But do you have those in front of you?
But excess amount. Listen, there. When you start doing studies, here's something the pharmaceutical companies do all the time. Let's suppose I have a drug and I'm putting it on the market. And I do 8 studies in a row to find this drug's a piece of crap, and it's causing side effects and killing people. And then the 8th and the 9th study finds, we tweak the study, right, find out, hey, this is a great drug and doesn't cause side effects. What do you think is going to get published? So you've got to be very, very careful in that you look at, and this is what's difficult, the entire body of the literature. There are people in America today, the membership is 650, who still believe the Earth is flat. And they do their studies to produce it. I would not offer that as evidence. I would not say it's a controversy. When 99.99% of scientists believe one thing and 0.01% believe another, why is it in America we want to go, because we love the underdog, I guess, we want to go with a 0.01%.
Dr. Dean, you're doing what the big, and that's who's pushing it, you know, the big governments and banks are doing, pushing for a global carbon tax while ignoring all the real toxic waste and the rest of it. They say every scientist agrees with man-made global warming, when that's actually not the truth. It's the opposite, that the vast majority believe it's not man-made, it's the sun cycle. And so you're saying everybody, you know, they all know that.
I'll put it to you another way. Tell me the last time that you saw in the history of science, because I know a few examples here, when you saw that 0.1% of scientists turn out to be right. And if they turned out to be right, by the way, they proved their case.
But it isn't 0.1% that believe sodium fluoride.
Tell me the last time the iconoclast turned out to be right. Because you're talking to an old-time hippie here. I'm a very anti-establishment guy. You know, I was into this stuff before most people listening to this program.
Dr. Dean, are you saying that sodium fluoride, even the big kidney foundation says it hurts kidneys? Are you saying sodium fluoride doesn't cause bone calcification?
Inappropriate amount, but Americans are often getting too much, so I agree with you there. No, it can definitely be toxic. It's like everything else. You turn the heat on in your house, it warms your house. Too little, you freeze. Too much, you burn your house down. So,
yeah, in fact,
like everything, fluoride is toxic in large amounts.
Say, well, stay there. Got a break. Final segment. Straight ahead.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.